Good morning, everyone. I'm Dr. Rick Knapp, director here at the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida, coming to you live at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 Central, with our latest update on Tropical Storm Karen, centered over the middle of the Gulf of Mexico. First light visible images of the day showing a sheared system with the bulk of the thunderstorm activity off to the east of the center of circulation, which is partially exposed here right in the middle of the Gulf. The western half of the circulation largely devoid of thunderstorms, and the maximum sustained winds of 60 miles an hour, those would be found off to the east of the center as measured by aircraft data that we've had overnight in early morning hours. Karen, despite the fact that it doesn't look healthy on the satellite imagery, still poses a threat to the northern Gulf Coast because it's going to be moving slowly northward over the next day or two. We don't think it's going to change much in strength over the next day or so. Might not look any more impressive on satellite tomorrow at this time than it does right now. And then when we get later into the weekend, we expect a turn to the northeast. Exactly where and when that turn occurs, a little bit uncertain, disagreements among the various models, and those details matter a lot in terms of who might get the wind, a little bit of storm surge, and locally heavy rainfall out of this system. But those are the hazards to contend with, and we have some watches and warnings up for the northern Gulf Coast. That includes a hurricane watch currently in effect for the western Florida Panhandle, coastal Alabama, Mississippi, and southeastern Louisiana. And southeast Louisiana also under tropical storm warning, but those do not apply to metropolitan New Orleans or Lake Pontchartrain, which is currently under a tropical storm watch. The hurricane watch, you know, not all those are created equal. This is not a case where we are certain that we're going to get a hurricane coming ashore and then that's going to go to a hurricane warning real soon. It's up as a notice that there's at least a possibility this could be near hurricane strength when it gets near the northern Gulf Coast. Storm surge is one hazard we have to contend with even with a tropical storm. Even currently, over the overnight period, we've seen some water levels in the immediate coastal areas from Louisiana across to the Florida Panhandle of about a foot and in some places a couple feet of inundation in the immediate beach areas. So that's just an early indication that this system is capable of raising the water levels a little bit. And where Mississippi and Louisiana come together here, we could see 3 to 5 feet of inundation. Storm surge causing 3 to 5 feet of water above normally dry ground areas in the coastal region. And even over to the east, outside of our cone of uncertainty where there's no coastal tropical storm watch or warning in effect right now, the Apalachee Bay area south of Tallahassee, you could see 2 to 4 feet above ground level inundation, flooding due to storm surge. So even though we're dealing with a tropical storm for the most part here, we still have the storm surge threat. In addition to the rainfall threat, we could see 4 to 8 inches in some spots, depending on exactly where Karen goes. That can be an inland flooding potential, not just near the coast, but farther inland after Karen goes ashore this weekend. So you should be able to stay safe during Karen as long as you heed the instructions from local emergency managers and don't tune out during this weekend. I'm Dr. Rick Knapp, live from the National Hurricane Center.